speedbuilders.com.
What part of your car was hit, do you know?
The back left side, the driver's side, and the rear bumper.
Just the back and side were hit?
The whole corner of the bumper, right.
But the door wasn't hit at all?
No, it was not.
Do you know what part of Mr. Vargas's car hit your car?
No.
After you felt the impact, what did you do?
I looked. Well, my sister-in-law looked at me and sort of let out a little yell. She said, "Somebody just hit us. Are you all right?" And then I looked over and saw there was a car there. It was just stopped. There's like a curb there, and where it made the curb, the car was just stopped.
Then what did you see, if anything?
I saw three guys looking at us from the car. Nobody came out. They just pulled off. My sister-in-law said she got the license plate. At this point, I told her to wait in the restaurant and that I was going to try to catch them to get their information.
After you felt the car hit you, to which direction did you look?
To my left and back.
Did you look out the back window?
No, to the side, because I heard the car just stop. I heard the stopping sounds from the car.
Do you remember if you looked out the side window?
The window was down. I kind of leaned out and looked back and to the side.
Did you get out of your car?
Not at that time.
Did you turn the car on?
Yes, and I chased Mr. Vargas's car.
Did any part of your body hit any part of the interior of the car?
Yes.
What part of your body?
My chest hit part of the wheel, and my knee hit the... We have like the middle of the dashboard. I hit my knee there.
How far did you chase Mr. Vargas?
How far? I don't know. It took about 10 minutes.
Do you know what race of speed you were going?
I don't know. I wasn't looking.
Do you know if you exceeded the speed limit of the areas in which you were driving?
I don't know.
What happened? Why didn't you catch Mr. Vargas?
Well, I was behind him for a little while, and then he drove into a dead-end street. So, I got out of my car. He stopped, and I parked, right as I made the turn into that dead-end street. I parked right there and got out.
And then what happened?
As I started to walk towards him, he saw me and pulled backwards to squeeze by my car, which he did.
Then what did you do?
I got back in my car and backed out from where I was parked. There was a police van right there. By this time, I had lost them, so I went up to the police van and told them exactly what happened and said that they could probably catch him since he had just gone by.
What was the van doing at that time, if you know?
I guess making rounds. It was driving very slowly.
So how did you flag it down?
I saw it and pulled up next to it with my window down.
Did you yell to the police officer in the van?
No, just pulled up next to him and waved to get his attention.
Where was that?
I don't know exactly what street I was on.
How close were you to the scene of the accident?
Not far from what I could tell.
But it wasn't at the scene of the accident?
No.
So then what happened?
They told me they're not police from this district, and that they would radio for the proper district. They told me to wait right there.
Was it a Philadelphia police van that you stopped?
Yes.
Did you go back to the scene of the accident?
Not until later.
You were waiting at the van with the policemen?
No, I was waiting there, and they were already driving away looking for the other car.
And they were going to call the proper district to make the arrest if they caught the other car?
Correct.
And is that what happened?
Right.
Did you go back to the scene of the accident then?
Not then. First, the Vargas car came back to where I was waiting, then the police van. Within a few minutes, the other policeman arrived on the scene.
The van and the regular police car were sent over?
Yes, both.
What did the police say to Mr. Vargas?
They asked him why he had run, and he said he had just panicked. He said he realized that he should come back, and that's what he decided to do.
And then?
And then the cops said they wouldn't report him for running since he came back of his own free will.
Okay, getting back to the time of the accident itself, did you feel hurt right after the impact?
I was in a state of shock. It took me a couple minutes to realize what happened. I was just thinking about other things.
Did you tell anybody that you were injured?
Yes.
Who did you tell that you were injured?
When I got home, my parents.
You didn't tell the police first?
No, not at that time.
How long were you waiting in your car before you felt the impact?
About 5 minutes after I got back from making the phone call.
Did you see Mr. Vargas's car at any time before you felt the impact?
No.
Do you know of any witnesses to this accident?
Me, my sister-in-law, I guess him and his two friends.
Was there anybody in the restaurant who said they saw it happen?
No, I doubt it.
When was the first time you sought medical care after the accident?
The next day after the accident.
Who did you go to see?
Dr. Gallo.
And the first time you saw Dr. Gallo was on the 28th then?
Yes, that's right.
Who referred you to this doctor?
It was my brother's doctor.
Does he practice with another doctor?
It's a she.